Proclamation number 219 dated the December 9th, 1937. Remain active in love. Single quote. My dear child, we all know that you depend on your daily work and therefore always try to accommodate you so that you can accept the daily reception without interruption. However, consider how much better it would be you able to keep to the same time, within a ranks we have to accomplish a scheduled activity in the where possible, instruct each person at the same time. You might not understand this at the moment, but trust our words. During reception you'll feel that our thoughts flow easier to you as soon as you place yourselves at our disposal in a completely detached state. Every being is subject to certain decisive laws, and so we are always already ready at the right time, so that you can receive what is granted to you. Yet now continue your writing, we are ready for you. We just wanted to explain how much easier it would be for you and for us, if you could possibly always make contact with us at the same time. And now begin, remain active in love. Write these words deep in your heart, for it is the epitome of an upright way of life. It will be indescribably significant for you if love always decisively influences your actions. For such deeds are pleasing to God. And if, from another side, the same is preached to you that every good deed has its rewards, then realize that love must always be its motive. How often is this disregarded? How often do people give? How often is something done purely mechanically without heartfelt love? And this deed is not recognized by the Lord. Even the smallest act shall be guided by love, and you should always feel the Savior's closeness in you. For in every deed of love God Himself is close to you. No matter what you do, if it is in connection with the feeling of love for your Savior, to your fellow human beings, you will always find grace in the eyes of the Lord. And only then will you be active in love. Single quote. My child, always instruct your fellow human beings about the importance of this teaching. Make it clear to them that they must work at improving themselves from within, that they must first cultivate love in order to make attaining the connection with God increasingly easier, which, in turn, will grant them the grace again to take the right path. For the human being only remains in contact with God through actions of love. And henceforth all divine grace will flow to people who pay attention to this and, at the same time, transform themselves from within, if they first cultivate love in their hearts. And where you are able to show love to your neighbor, your change will bear fruit again. For love awakens love in return, and thus every good deed in love results in the same again, and such change has a refining effect on all those who are with you and around you. Consider this and make every effort. It is the Deity's intention that you should receive the love of heaven. In order to awaken it, you must prove yourselves worthy, you must strive of your own accord to receive the love of God. Therefore practice love for God and your fellow human beings, for only through love can you become redeemed while you are still on earth and one day in eternity. Amen.